Jordan for coming up and giving what you just said. That was
yeah, thank you, Jordan.
I feel like what's happening here is we're starting to get such a weight of evidence, Emery, that you just can't deny that something really huge is being kept secret from us. I mean, you had personal experience with this. How has it felt for you to see that possibly, based on like Corey Good, William Tompkins, that even what you knew, for as crazy as that was still just a little bite of the cookie, so to speak? How does that feel?
Well, coming forward and meeting all these colleagues and everyone over the past 10 years, and also this the past couple of years with Corey Good, and seeing all the incidences where, wow, there's actually a bigger picture to this. Yes, I was operating on these specimens. I was learning the linguistics of ETs. I was working hand in hand with extraterrestrials. I was learning their craft. I was learning their devices. I was being shipped all over the 40 flights a month to around the world to different bases and different things, even the Vatican, as we talked about. And then putting it together, which you helped me do, because I really thought, man, I think I'm the only person that freaking knows this. I'm like, this sucks. Like, all this weight on my shoulders, and I can't talk to anyone, can't talk to family members. You know, they just disowned me because of organized religion. And it was like, you know, being consolidated into a spot. So I went out, learned this stuff. Dave was, saved me and saved my consciousness, because he was saying, you know, Pete Peterson said the same thing. Corey Good said the same thing. Michael Tellinger said the same thing. He was kept going through this. And he, of course, has already done the history on every person and vetted all these amazing insiders. And I started calling up my old bosses and insiders and saying, you know, and they're like, don't do it. Don't go public. Don't.
I remember that. I remember you telling me, like, there were questions I asked you that you were not going to answer. And you'd even go call somebody on the phone and then come back and be like, no, that ain't going to happen.
I didn't want to risk, you know, he's my best friend, my only friend right now. And I mean, my family and my best friend. And
awkward.
And I love you guys too. Thank you. And it wasn't until I, you know, hooked up with Dave and all his people and his following that people really cared about the subject. And they're willing to support me and not alienate me, as a lot of my colleagues and the higher ups of the higher ups and the governments and corporations that, you know, I was world renowned for. So I said, okay, we're going to do this. And the thing that happened is I was working on some zero point energy devices and other energetic devices that help with healing. And the government, honestly, it was not just the government, the corporations were really bearing down on me. And I was even in court, and Dave was helping me with this 4 weeks ago, protecting my patents. And in court, they stood up and said, we do not want Emery Smith any longer at any of these meetings, and had all my meetings for the whole year, including this one, on 1,500 pages, and brought it to the judge and said, we cannot have him out there teaching people how to cure themselves because we want to release this over 20 years. And I said, F you.